Hello, my name is Hollis McGehee, and I'm recording this video to share with you my journey as I'm learning to deal with a mental deficit, a breakdown of the brain, if you will. I, like many people, think of dementia or Alzheimer's as being some specific thing that either happened or didn't happen. The truth is that all of us, over a period of time, have dysfunction of the brain. We all get to the point where we're not able to recall things as quickly or maybe not at all. And sometimes, especially things that just happened a few minutes ago, while still being able to remember things that happened years and years ago. About a year or maybe a little more ago, I started noticing when I was in my woodworking shop that I couldn't make connections. I would try to build something and I just couldn't connect the dots, so to speak. I couldn't figure out how to bring two pieces of wood together. I couldn't understand anymore how to do that. And then I began to notice on the computer, I do a lot of social media presentations for the gospel, for the good news of Jesus Christ. And I was having more and more trouble trying to carry those out. I would be stumped when I would come to things that I know that I had known how to do not that long ago, and now I could still do them, but they were much more challenging. I would hit what I call blank spots. So I went to my primary care physician at that time, and they gave me a simple test that involved just a few questions. And he said, "I believe that you have a cognitive deficit." My way of saying that would be your brain's not working quite right. Now, as I said earlier, all of us have a decrease in brain function if we live long enough. I've heard it described like this, and I really like this description for helping me to understand that if you imagine that inside our minds, there is a great library of knowledge and memories and the processes to accomplish certain things, and we have a librarian. I don't know what that librarian looks like, but it's a part of our brain that knows how to access those things. And the older things are still there, and the librarian knows how to get those for us pretty easily most of the time. But as new information comes in, it starts to not be cataloged and put on the shelf, so to speak. It becomes not accessible to us even after just a minute or so. For example, I will look at a bottle of medicine, a kind of a vitamin that I take, and I can't remember whether I took it just 5 minutes ago sometime. So I've developed a habit of when I take it, I turn the bottle upside down. So if I glance back at it, I don't start wondering about it. I know, hey, yeah, I got that. This is how those things started to work. And I wound up with a new primary care doctor who was for older people. It was called the 65 plus clinic. And I was directed by them to go to some additional testing and pretty extensive testing with both. I'm having one of those moments. The MRI of the brain, actually that began under the previous doctor. And also to take some pretty extensive 3+ hours of neurological testing through what seems to be a really good department at Ochsner's on Jefferson Highway in the New Orleans area. And the result of that, after taking those tests, as well as a number of blood tests, was a determination called MCI, or mild cognitive impairment. And that mild cognitive impairment is something that is more impaired than you should be for your age. But if we imagine dementia, the process of the brain becoming less and less effective as a line, the normal, so to speak, whatever normal is over here. And then as we move along this line, you come to MCI. And then a little further along this line is what we call dementia, and that could lead to Alzheimer's. Now, as I understand it, the difference between MCI and dementia is that I can, or a person can, continue to do daily activities, even though we're struggling with memory, with executive function, I think they call it, being able to plan things out, not being able to follow a conversation if someone changes gears, that we get lost in that conversation, or if someone speaks quickly, I'm not able to understand at all. And that's where I am according to these tests, and it's possible that you may not move past that point other than the normal aging. And it's also possible, and maybe 20% probable, that it will continue on to some level of dementia that may or may not ever reach the level of Alzheimer's. The next step that would take you from MCI, mild cognitive impairment, to dementia is that one or more of your daily life activities you're no longer able to perform on your own. And then it goes downhill from there. Now, I've always, since I first heard of dementia and encountered it with other people, had a fear of winding up there. I can tell you now I'm no longer afraid of it. I don't look forward to it if that's the path this continues down. But I'm not afraid of it. I know God's in control, and I know it is well with my soul no matter what happens. The thought of certain things that we all think about, the inability to control our bodily functions, the likelihood that we may develop personality issues due to deterioration in our brain that we would rather not have. Mine is, I don't want to bring any disrespect on the truth of who Jesus Christ is. I don't want to dishonor the gospel in any way. I've done that in the past by making very poor choices. But now I've made the decision. God made it for me and helped me along that way. I say he made it for me. He confronted me with my failures, and he, by his grace, enabled me to make a better decision that's been going on for a pretty good while now, and I really thank him for that. I lost my train of thought here. I have those dread of those things, but mostly my wife, my family, and God, living to honor him, are really my concerns. But even those concerns, I can just rest and trust God in the middle of them. What I want to do is do a series of these videos, because when I went online, everything that I saw was a care person talking to children of elderly parents who are experiencing dementia. There may be something that's done by persons being affected by it, but I didn't run into that. And so that's what I'm doing to the extent I can. And for the time that I can, I want to document this process as an encouragement and as a somewhat of a warning, I guess you'd say, or signal to others, that's a better word, signal to others of some of the things they might look out for. So this is a trip into a dimming corridor. And I can tell you that it's already dimmed enough that I can tell a significant difference. And there are many things that trip me up right now, but they don't keep me from functioning. And what I'm trying to develop, and one of the things I'll talk about, Lord willing, in future videos, is how to develop habits and plans to keep functioning while still dealing with the problems at hand. So thank you so much for listening. I hope this has been helpful. It's helpful to me to just speak this and share it. So thank you, and God bless.